Fahy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Susan, start you with item one, the filing of the statement of revenues and expenditures for the nine months ended 3/31/26 and 25.
Okay, let's see what happens. Okay, so I'm pleased to present the third quarter financial budget versus actual summary. I've got to say that once again we have good news in the third quarter. We continue to make good improvement as a campus, and I think it's an entire campus effort. So thank you to the deans and the vice presidents and the president and the provost for their leadership, and really just the entire campus making a lot of good work towards good financial outcomes. So what you'll see is we are approximately $6 million improvement over the prior year. And most of that is directly related to an increase in our net tuition revenue. I'll go over more of that in just a moment. But what you'll see, which I think is really important, and I understand it's a technical accounting issue, but I think it's important to note that we had about $1.7 million in timing issues within accounting entries, meaning that if we had to back those out, we would be $7.7 million to the good at this point in time. So what I mean is we had some reimbursements that typically come in April, and last year they came in March. So if you had backed those out, we would have been about $1.7 million even better than the prior year. So, but overall, still really good news, $6 million in the third quarter, better than the prior year. And turning to the revenue, overall, again, about $6.5 million improvement in revenue compared to the prior year. And another item is that we are at 89% of revenue in fiscal year 26 as compared to this time at 91%. In drilling down into the revenue, so this gets to the net tuition revenue I was talking about. So you'll see that the net tuition revenue is actually $9 million improved over prior year, and that's phenomenal. That really is. And that's directly related to strategic improvements in our scholarship model. So I think we have to thank our provost, John Mark, and our president for all the efforts in that. Looking at the non-tuition revenue, grants and contracts are lower, but I've been reporting that each. That's a cumulative, and I've been reporting that since the first quarter. And that's directly related to a decline in Pell-eligible students because of some of the changes at the federal level. And then also, we are seeing about a 9% decrease in extramurally funded research, but I don't want anybody to get panicked over that. That's really a national trend as they pull back federal grants at the federal level. So
I will jump in there and say that year over year, we actually have put in more federal grants this year than last year. So they continue to do the work. It's just a shift in federal funding.
Other revenue is higher. Again, I've reported this in the past couple of reports, primarily because of the fundraising associated with both Chandler Hall and the Ford Fieldhouse, and then the one-time contribution that happened in the first quarter from the WKU Research Foundation. Sales and services is down, and that's directly related to Todd won less football guarantee game. So that makes up most of that category. So we saw a reduction just from that. And then if you look at our auxiliaries, that's lower. And that's primarily, again, as I was talking about timing, this is where the timing shows. So that was the reimbursement from our Student Life Foundation that happened in March of last year, but happens in April of this year. So, looking at our expenses, in current fiscal year, we're at about 80% of our annual budget as compared to 83%, so 3% down as a percent of our budget. Looking directly at personnel, which is probably the most significant part of our budget, the decline in wages and salaries is directly related to a decline in the number of faculty and staff we have on campus, primarily related to our BSIP that we did last year. But you'll see the big increase in health insurance, and that's something that HR and I continue to work on and struggle. It's just a national trend. We're actually, WKU is better than our counterparts. And that's good news, but it's just a struggle. Looking at operating expenses, the debt service, again, I reported in prior quarters, is up due to the bonds associated with Chandler Hall and Ford Fieldhouse. Maintenance is primarily higher due to housing-related expenses, but they're directly reimbursed from the Student Life Foundation, and also some building out of some companies at the Innovation Campus, but that's happening with direct appropriation from the state of Kentucky. So that's all on the third quarter, so I don't think there's anything not positive in that report, but I'll ask for any questions.
Questions, comments?
I'll echo Susan's thanks to faculty and staff. In a time of uncertainty, we all work through the legislative session together. I appreciate their diligence, their focus, and their conservatism in how they budget and spend. It's just the world we live in. Thank you.
To entertain a motion that the state of revenues and expenditures for the 9 months ended be approved. So moved. Motion made and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Faculty and staff personnel actions.
So this is the committee meeting where you will take action on the personnel actions that have occurred between October 1 of 25 and March 31st of 26. So as I read through it, I didn't see any abnormalities or anything that would bring up questions, but you may have some, so I'll open it up for questions.
Open it up for questions, comments.
The only conversation that we changed this process, and it was a collective group effort to change this process, and just refreshing us at some point, like when do we see these things and what are we seeing, because we get questions sometimes, and I've lost track, and I know we were all agreed on what we were doing, and it's no question about that, it's just when do we see what refresh us in the August meeting.
Okay.
Perfect. I'd entertain a motion that the faculty and staff personnel actions be approved.
I'll move.
Second. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Have an information item. Quarterly financial statements.
So these are our third quarter financial statements. I just want to remind the board that these are unaudited. They're prepared by our staff, but the only audited financial statements are our final statements of the year, the fourth quarter, and final statements. That's when, as a matter of fact, the auditors are already on campus doing preliminary work, which is unbelievable to me. It feels like it was just yesterday that you all were closing last year's statement. So, anyway, and just to remind you too, now that we have our budget in structural balance, that's when things start even improving on your financial statement. So not only was there good news in the budget versus actual, but you start seeing it flow into your financial statement. So balance sheet highlights, first off, your net position in the third quarter made a nice increase of $46 million. The unrestricted net position, again, an increase of $30 million. Cash and cash equivalents is down slightly by $15 million, but that's, again, directly related to the spending of restricted cash, restricted, not unrestricted, but restricted to those building projects, those construction projects, the Chandler Hall and Ford Fieldhouse. Moving over to the income statement, again, good news there. Operating revenue, we're seeing an increase of 9.9% in revenue. Again, a good portion of that is from the direct result of our improvements in our net tuition revenue. Again, the fundraising for the Chandler Hall and Ford Fieldhouse, and that one-time contribution from the WKU Research Foundation. Operating expenses, that's what the finance person always likes to see when revenues go up and expenses go down. So decreases of 3.9, and that's a direct result of the payroll decline. And non-operating revenues, you'll see a decline of $37.4 million. Again, that's directly related to the decline in capital appropriations, spending down for capital. And the declining grants and contracts that we talked about earlier in the budget. So good financial report for the third quarter. From as I gave Regent Roddy and the president heads up, we ran April numbers yesterday and starting to account for timing entries, and we've even made more improvement in April. So, but I'm happy to take questions.
I'd just like to thank you and your staff again for the hard work. Appreciate, much appreciated. Any questions? Not?
Madam Chair, that concludes
Concludes
finance budget.